Stay tuned for Soul Audible Detox.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit WFNU.org.
WFNU is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices. Each program expresses one aspect of its diversity and not the view of WFNU, KFAI, or FTI as a whole. We're back. It is season 4, episode 11.
My bad.
12.
Episode I love
12.
It.
I'm almost.
We're chaotic off
We're
of
chaotic. There's chaos in the room.
We done started talking about people's favorite singers.
Oh my God.
Man.
What's your
Pisces.
She's a Pisces. Come on.
Pisces.
We I got a Pisces too.
We saved this. We saved Pittsburgh.
Y'all did. But right now, we got problems.
Man.
Okay. Miss Shamina. You gotta push the mic over to her, please. I just want to give her opportunity. Would you like to give out some flowers, my dear?
Sure.
Can you get just get the, pull the mic? Just it'll it should come. Yeah.
You gotta kiss it. Okay.
You gotta almost kiss.
There you go.
Yeah. First of all, I would just say happy holidays to everyone listening and everyone here in the room. I would love to give flowers to my king over here, Eric. We had
you.
A great holiday. My children and maybe my daughter's listening. I sent her the link earlier today, so shout out to my daughter Brianna, my Beyonce. Hey girl. Yeah, all my family and friends, happy holidays and happy 2023, everyone.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that, bro.
Yeah, that was the
I love that. I
the
love
flowers
that
the flowers.
That was a flower that I needed.
Appreciate
at this very
flowers.
moment, because I'm struggling. I needed that. You struggling too, Jam? I mean, the cake was good, and now all of a sudden, like, I might have an upset stomach.
Not like a Chardonnay.
Okay, now let's get to the bottom of this.
No, hold on. Can we go? Can we push the mic back? Did you, Shamina, you didn't chime in about her friend said she had a problem with Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow. I heard that. I was listening in the car.
You almost went off the road, didn't you? Ooh, dude, I'm so glad.
Why you keep bringing that one
no, listen,
up? We're trying to keep on going. Because
I wanted to give her a chance to chime in, and but you know what? Boy, I thank you God for tact, because as soon as you said something, as soon as I said you almost went off the road, I was about to follow it up with some XM stuff. We was definitely about to be canceled. I couldn't have saved us on that one.
No. It's really a trigger to play.
Oh, she was triggered.
No, you.
I have a general consensus with everyone, though.
Okay,
because I really respect it, what Tamiko said. Everyone, like, you don't have to like, if you don't like someone, you don't like them. But also, brother.
John, you with me, right? After the show, John?
Good points, too. So.
We gonna take it to the head, bro. It'll be all right. We're going to drink this away. I'm on vacation. I don't go back to work till next week.
I'm with you, bro.
So, hey. We gonna shut it down.
Oh, Shamina, what you think of the shacket?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, the shacket's
thank
nice.
You.
It's exactly how he kind of like visualized it on the radio.
Appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank you for giving me some flowers. You massaging my heart right now.
I mean,
my voice is cracking
truth,
and stuff.
The truth is easy.
Okay. Can you scoot the mic over?
Now it's time.
Aquarius.
Now it's time. Y'all have y'all.
All
discussion.
I want, I'm going to say this and we're going to move on, okay? Aquarius.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I am fabulous.
Kevin said hi.
Hey, Kev.
Okay. Aquarius.
Yes.
Remember a minute ago when I played Earth, Wind, and Fire?
You can play all
No, no, no. Listen, listen, listen. Just, I want you to walk.
I'm
this
sorry.
Just me,
I'm
you
listen.
And I. Just
I'm,
you and
I'm
I right
listen.
Now, okay?
I'm listen.
And I said, that's just like somebody saying they don't like Earth, Wind, and Fire. No one's seen, we can play it back on the video, but no one's seen your face but me. Tamiko behind you, almost caught you. You remember Sanford and Son? When Fred Sanford almost faked them? That was you. Like, you grasped. Like, you was like you got mad.
I don't know if I was mad, but go ahead.
You were upset.
Finish your story.
All I'm saying is that you...
Keep it moving.
That was the level.
Keep it moving.
That was the level.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you being kind of mean tonight. What's
no, I could stay here all night because it's our show.
You being kind of mean tonight.
But we going to move on. Okay, we good.
I mean, you know, okay, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back, family.
Did you say I was mean?
Kinda. Okay. I mean, bro, like, we kinda.
Bro, I don't think so, but
bro,
okay.
We good.
Yeah. We're good.
We'll bring it back, family.
We're I know somebody it's right now love. Who just put on the text that they can't stand this next group that I'm about to play.
Okay, let's check that.
They say this next group sucks.
Wow. Nah, them is fighting words.
See?
Nah, we budget. Nah, I'm going to have a comment on.
See?
What, is it on the group text that
see,
I got?
See what just happened?
Is it on the group text that I got?
I just wanted you to. No one said it. Bro.
Oh, nobody. Oh.
Come back.
I was like,
I'm team Eric on that one.
Let me find out. Let me find out.
See what just happened? See what just happened? See what just happened? See, just like you when you was driving the car, you swerved. That's what just happened. So
shoot, I was about to say, let me find out who it is.
Wait, why you pick his phone up though?
Man,
I know.
On this test?
He said, is it on our thread?
Come on now.
That's all I'm saying.
Anybody out there not like New Edition?
Don't tell us.
Don't tell us. Don't say nothing about
don't tell
us. And as a New Edition fan, since my very first concert in the fifth grade was New Edition, I'm going to still say if they don't, that's okay.
Blah, blah,
I'm going to look at them upside their head, but it's okay.
It is okay, but I'm just saying the point of it all. Like, people just got in their feelings.
So, Shamina, how you feel about New Edition?
Don't get put out.
I mean, I love New Edition. That was when I was younger. However, I would love to explore like a little deeper part of this conversation. Are we expected to like love all black artists that are idols just by default because of the culture?
Yes.
Because I think that's where part of the energy is coming from.
You're right.
That's the perception, but you really don't have
to. You do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
On this show.
On this show.
Because you can take a little bit of that bass out your voice. It was real simple, sir. It was real simple, sir.
On this show, you do.
You heard that bass come in? Yes, you do.
Yeah. I mean, nobody trembled.
All the black artists must be loved.
I mean, you didn't make nobody tremble or nothing, but we heard it.
Wow.
Should I call Shane? Should I call security?
Yeah, we might need to get security up here. So, anyway. Ladies, all right, this is a touchy subject.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight might be the fabulous ones last time on the show. Tamiko, you're more than welcome to come in and be the new Tamiko.
Aquarius?
Yep, I just.
Aquarius.
She's
Aquarius. Aquarius.
Okay, now you get
me. And she's
trouble.
Not a Pisces. No. Shamina is a Pisces.
Oh, yeah, that's
messed
right.
it up.
Yeah, and I really can't stand Pisces.
Wow. Ouch. Ah.
There are like
two exceptions right
there's
here.
A couple exceptions.
Right. Yeah. Just these two right here. Yeah. I feel you.
Because he's February. That's why.
You know what? Pisces ain't for everybody. I understand.
That's true.
I feel like that's that's an air sign altogether. You know, the first Capricorn.
Wait,
Aquarius,
Pisces. We an air sign? I thought we was water. Seriously, I thought we were. No? Look I mean, up. I'm sure you
well,
know.
You close, well, you're on the cusp, so you have whatever
you kind of have. Yeah. All right. That's fair. Okay.
Swing the mic over here real quick.
over to John?
Yeah, I just need to take a pause.
Yeah, Brother Howard.
I just need to take a pause, bro.
I'm here.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay.
You know what? I want to say this since we're on music.
It's all you, though, from here on out. Go ahead.
Yeah, John is always talking about Chucky Brown, right? That's his guy.
Chuck Brown.
And when we was on the air last week playing Christmas songs, boy, he was texting me. Like he always does. Like, oh,
I didn't play a Chuck Brown
Chucky
Christmas
Brown,
song.
Blah blah blah. And I was
did
like,
I miss something?
I don't know what they. We didn't because I didn't know Chucky Brown had no Christmas song. But I swear, this week on that other station we keep mentioning, the other national station, I was like Chucky Brown, like some good Christmas or good God Santa. So I was like, it really does exist. So I respectfully
would you
apologize.
Like me to play that before we leave tonight?
That would be ideal. But see, what you don't understand about Chuck Brown
is that he sucks.
No. See, originally I'm from Washington, D.C.
I'm just trying to see if that upsets you.
No.
Okay. All right.
And what was so special about Chuck Brown, he was accessible. He was in the grocery store. You saw him walking down the street. He helped old ladies, you know, across the street. You know, he wasn't a Boy Scout, but he was there. And I met him at a young age, and his whole family, daughter, he introduced me to. And so.
So there's some personal attachment there.
Yeah. So good man. Sorry he died, but his daughter is carrying on the legacy.
So he never moved from the D.C. area?
No, okay. he was always a homeboy.
Okay.
Chuck Brown, EU. EU, for those of you who don't know, Experience Unlimited. Those were the people that were accessible in my neighborhood.
Is Jingo Django? Oh, there it is. There's a man. I see a few. Okay.
That might have been it. It was one of them. Jingo Django. It was something like, like, wow, he really do got a Christmas song. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, I got a couple different questions, but they would take us in a whole different direction.
It doesn't matter, man. Like, this is.
Are we talking Christmas music?
We can. Let's keep it on the music topic. What you got to say?
Nothing. I was just wondering. My favorite Christmas song is by Prince, "Another Lonely Christmas."
Yeah, remember we already asked that question.
Right. First of all,
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Do I got to step in front of y'all too?
No.
Okay. No, there's a whole board in between us. Mean, like, I'm just saying. Like, but what just happened, nothing. VP?
That's y'all Aquarius got some energy.
Whoa, watch it. No, we good.
Okay.
Sometimes she just we got to step away.
Okay, right.
She'll be back.
Right. What about Tamika? Is she good?
Absolutely.
Okay, I missed her response, but
there's people standing outside of her house right now, protesting, so, not rioting, protesting.
Right, protesting.
Playing Stevie Wonder.
Right.
Play it loud.
Play it loud.
There you go, with a boombox.
Play it loud.
Radio Raheem. So what you got, man? You said you got a question. What's up?
That question of the day, Shamina, was what we talked about earlier. I don't know. That might take us in a whole different direction. I don't know if we need to go there. So let's talk movies. Or movies, and I guess Best Man wasn't necessarily a movie. What do we call that?
A series.
A series? Short mini series.
Mm-hmm.
But from a movie standpoint, and we won't get too deep because.
Did you see it, John?
No.
John, have you seen the other two, right? Best Man.
What? Now, here we go. Now, is this just as offensive?
Man. No, not quite.
Not quite.
Right. But it would. Something offensive would be like he never watched Good Times.
Yeah, right.
No, Tamiko, I was just saying that would no.
You never watch Good Times.
You never watch Good Times. He's playing.
He's lying now. Right? Okay, I was about to say we was about to flip tables off in here. Tables was about to get flipped off in here. What was you gonna say? You was gonna say something? No. You sure?
You should check it out.
Are you like I'm withholding? High. Okay.
Uh-huh, all right.
You should check out the series. You should check out the movie. You can watch either movie on Netflix or something. But the series is.
I will say too that the series.
I almost turned it off.
Yeah, a lot of times when you have follow ups and trilogies and whatever, you know, you might be like, oh, well, they did it to where you don't have to see the first two. But I think in this series, and you guys debate with me, you got to see the first two movies to kind of connect what's really going on. So but it was good. But if you binge watch, I think you should binge watch it because there's what, eight episodes? Like eight episodes. Yeah. And yeah, it goes up and down. And so if you get to one of them down points, you might not turn it back on. So but you got to get through that to get to the back up. So
and can I say that at first I was like, why did they bring this to Netflix?
Right.
Why didn't they just bring it to the big screen? Right. But I think that it gives you more.
I agree.
It's actually probably the whole movie just broken up in scenes, in episodes and stuff. But that's it, right?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, do you think that there's going to be a season two or you think that's it, enough said, nothing else needs to be said. Did you see it, Tamiko?
I have not seen it.
Shamina, you seen it, right?
Yeah.
We gonna pass on you. We pray.
John,
you
gotta watch it. I mean,
this it is. Yeah. It's
go watch the first two movies and then watch it. I think it's gonna be it.
Okay, Shamina, what do you think?
I think the way they left it, I think there's definitely opportunity for a second.
It leaves a door open.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Is it after Old Girl dies? Like, does it follow that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. So.
The other one that I wanted to bring up, and again, we, just because everybody hasn't seen them, we won't get too deep, but y'all got to see Whitney.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm. It
where does it, go all the way back? When does it start?
Okay. It goes from her very beginnings. And
they have not done a biography on her.
Not as
in
a movie.
Big screen,
not
right?
as a movie. I feel like there was something on AME or right. the Women's Channel or something. I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm serious. There was one of them channels that they did something, but not as a movie.
Okay.
But it was, I guess I'm saying that because I truly, and you guys can all correct me, I just haven't heard a lot of buzz about it.
I admit I didn't either because you said you went to go see, and I said, the movies?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought y'all was like, you Netflixed it or something.
We was trying to see Avatar, but there was no open seats. And so it's like, oh, well, Whitney, what's this?
How was Avatar?
Check that out.
It was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, go see it. It's worth it. But
hi,
yeah.
Aquarius.
What's up with Avatar?
Hey, Aquarius.
Are we good, Aquarius?
Always.
All right.
Always. You should never have to question that.
You're right. You're right. My bad. Okay.
Let's see what we got.
All right. So
those
Whitney
couple
was
movies.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Whitney's was good. See Best Man. We ain't got nothing on Facebook.
Okay. Did you put a question out there for tonight?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
Should I?
Nah, you don't have to. Okay,
so here's
go
the
ahead.
Question.
Yeah, you here's told me this was your show.
I had to type it. But it's going to take us way to a different. Y'all ready to just pivot?
U-turn.
Yep.
Yeah, let's get off this road. I don't like this road no more.
What is Cal talking? Cal, what you talking about?
That's a whole different road. Bro. Right.
Okay, so I got to get to my notes. Okay. So here's the question, and sensationalize it, right? So on bended knee, the question is asked, will you marry you?
Wow.
Okay.
Is this a conversation y'all had?
We did.
Y'all went deep like that? Y'all went deep? Shamina went deep on you like that, right? Yeah.
So I said, that's a good one. So, I mean, it is.
Well, seeing that I'm a host of the show, go ahead and turn
the
mic.
Of course, over there. John
said he going to marry him just for his cooking.
Facts.
That was easy for John. John said, hell yeah. All he had to do was make me a lemon cake.
Done.
It's a wrap.
Cheesecake.
For life.
Cheesecake.
All right. Go ahead. Since you have the mic.
What's the question? Would I marry myself?
If you were on bended knee and asked you yourself to marry you, what would your answer be?
What would your answer be?
Yeah. Probably okay. No.
You would turn you down?
Why?
Because I know who I am and what I come with, and I don't want another one like me. Mm-mm. I don't think the world even deserves two of me. Let me just go there. No, but I
you know,
actually,
you would be giving yourself hell, right?
I mean, that's a fact. That's a fact. Although I'm pretty easy to get along with.
Right.
I am. I say no, though, because I'm usually attracted to the opposite of what I am. So that'd be a no. That'll take away from my amazement. I just know.
Okay. It would be hard to say no to you, but you'd say no. You would probably tell yourself as amazing as you are.
Absolutely.
Like there's no one like you.
Keep going.
But I gotta say no.
Okay.
There's
wait,
more.
Wait, you gotta say no?
No, I'm being her.
Oh, okay.
We're having an Aquarius.
I'm sorry. I'm walking and chewing gum
at
the same time.
You are.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tamiko.
I would. I am the love of my life, so yes, I would.
Well, you would marry you? In a minute, right? In a minute. Have you seen you?
Yes.
Okay.
Every day.
Right? You ain't gonna let you walk away.
Not at all.
You'd be a fool.
Man.
You'd be like somebody who don't like Stevie Wonder.
Man.
Right?
I'm saying.
Man.
Like dropped on your head.
Wow. Tamika, he ain't letting that one go.
I tried. It just came back. It came back. I can't wait. Tamika, you know it's all love, Aquarius. It's all love. I can't wait till she come and she can come right here on the show. She can come here on the Stevie Wonder celebration show.
So now she responded to this question too. She said she would definitely marry herself. She's a explicit word vibe.
Okay.
That's right. I like that.
Okay. I like it too.
Y'all see it?
Yes.
Okay.
I would marry her too because she's amazing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But that's
Shamina, what did you say?
Oh, of course. I said yes, but of course I was overanalyzing the whole question.
Okay.
Like, everybody's going to say yes, right?
Not necessarily.
Right, and that's why I said that's interesting that she said no. But then that's kind of what me and Eric were saying. Like, everybody has character flaws. So are you going to think about that when you answer that question? Or are you just going to be in the self-love state? Because you should have high self-esteem and high self-confidence. However, we're all flawed. So.
And I just want to thank both of you because if Andrea's listening to this conversation, I have to have with her later.
Yeah. Well, you said she's going to join us coming
up? She's going to join us.
Okay, we can continue.
We're not going to bring it up.
Why not?
Oh, yes, we are. Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm going to have to go with that, piggyback off of that.
You changing your mind? You giving yourself another chance?
Oh, okay. I know I'm amazing. I have to agree, you know, when I think about all that I am.
You already said that. You know you're amazing.
Let me finish. Go ahead. When I think about all that I am and just people in general and what you bring to the table and when you're honest with yourself, I don't think most people, they may want to marry themselves, but are they going to stay married to themselves?
And in our conversation, that's kind of what I said. I'd like, if you're really being honest with yourself, and I was speaking on me, there's definitely was some points in my life where like, I would have said no, you ain't ready. I'm not ready. But this time around, at this point in my life, there was a time,
and that's fair.
Yep.
There was a time, if you're assessing yourself honestly, there was a time where you would say, no, bro, I can't marry me.
Right.
But now.
Absolutely.
You want the big ring, right?
Yeah, I want it. It needs to be Whitney.
Like from across the street.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Blinding.
Yes.
Okay.
Calvin answered too. He said, yes, of course. Two of him would be an effective team.
Okay, Cal.
That's a good one, Cal. I hear you. All right. So, John, let's get past it. You said yes quickly, but give us some color on that.
And real quick before you answer that, Kevin, if you're listening, Tamiko wants to know, would you marry you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just out of the box, yes. I mean, the package, the intelligence.
Can turn, I'll push the mic a little bit toward you. Go on, kiss.
As I said, the package, the intelligence, the...
It'd be love at first sight. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly.
You're smitten by yourself. Even if you didn't cook for yourself, right? That would have been the cherry on top.
I'm an individual I'm fairly flexible. And so I think meeting a flexible
self-love people.
Self would be a good thing.
Okay.
So I'm hearing this song, and again, it's probably the drawback on having somebody you're in a relationship with in the same space. But Shamina says that there was an instance where
she hated Brandy.
Where Monica had some physical altercations with Brandy.
Yeah.
I just want to put that out there. Did everybody else hear that? How did I miss it?
I don't know if it was physical. I know they had issues. Yeah.
I heard it was there was some hands put on.
I ain't heard that.
I wasn't there.
Back up when they did the verses, but yeah, like people started talking about it. Like their energy was off because Brandy was still like, yeah, you slapped me like 20 years ago.
See, that part I did not know. So let that lead into my other topic. What? Let me take a half a step back. Everybody kind of...
Yeah, go ahead to the next topic. Yourself?
Okay, the other topic is... we trying to figure this out. You know, this was woman on woman, sister on sister, but the other one is brother on sister. What's going on with Meg and what's his name?
Tori.
What I don't understand, I need some. Don't push the mic away. Cause I'm asking because I don't get it.
I don't know. He pulled a gun out on her. You shot her in the foot?
Well, now, hold on. Now, that's still allegedly. His team, even though he's found guilty.
I don't do celebrity gossip right. like that.
But his team Especially is saying that they lied on her.
I just don't.
His team, including his father, is saying that they have no evidence. They're lying on. So I'm just like, then who shot her? She got shot in the foot. So who?
And then she said that he shot her.
Can you turn
she
her?
Did.
Can you move
yeah,
them?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. And she was there.
So was the daddy there?
No.
Okay, so right.
Okay. And I let me have my sisters in the house know right now. I'm with you. I like, dude. But there is like a contingent of people that don't feel he's guilty, and I'm trying to understand why. Is there? What am I missing? So you don't go ahead.
I think the other confusing part of this whole story is that his father called out Roc Nation.
Yeah.
And so everybody was like, "What? What?"
And
like,
what is Roc Nation?
Were they there too?
But that's Megan Thee Stallion's management company.
We're looking to our listeners. Go keep going. Keep going.
But it's just the whole story has a lot of, and then they have this petition that over 18,000 people signed, saying that the guilty verdict of all the three felony charges that he was found guilty on was an injustice because they didn't have enough evidence and the witnesses were bogus and just the whole court proceeding and the jury, just everything was bogus. So they're trying to get him out of that, and I don't know if that's why his dad was calling out Roc Nation, but I think that's another part of the confusion. It's like, why did he even say that? So.
I don't know what where would be the benefit. Again, if it was maybe some other just random woman, and again, let me tread lightly here. I feel energy right up in
right there,
right up in here, in this area. So let me tread lightly. If it was another lady, let's even say if it was Megan's friend that was there, that was a witness as well, right? And you're saying, you know, oh, she's lying, blah, blah, blase Skippy. Maybe there's some truth of, oh, she can benefit from Tory Lanez's money, blah, blah, blah. But where does Megan benefit from lying about this? I don't see what her angle would be to not tell the truth. And so that's where this is all. And I'll be quite honest, I wasn't paying attention to this really at all until he got convicted and all these folks started saying, "Oh, he's not guilty. It's a travesty and it's an injustice." And I'm like, "Well, what did I miss?" So anyway, I just thought maybe you guys knew or you guys had some other input. Or
honestly, I haven't been following. I've seen the story, yeah. But 2022 has taught me that we give these celebrities too much of our time.
That's fair. I kept, how you say that.
I kept looking at all the stuff. Like, I know you don't want me to say his name, but I have to say his name. Kanye is irrelevant right now. Like, because people stop talking about him. He's almost like a person that comes into the room. Because there's always that one person that comes in the room that knows everybody, that did everything, that this, that, blah, blah, blah. And you just kind of tune them out.
Right.
So he's been tuned out. And so you took away his power. So whatever platform or whatever he was trying to get across, it's just like he's powerless because you turned his mic off. So like, and I mean, some of the stuff that's happening, like it's relevant, but I don't know, man. Like some of the, like, I don't know if Tamiko is meaning this, but like she said, I'm not touching any drama. And especially if it has to do with black females, my thing is just like, these celebrities are people just like us. They just got money and stature, right? But it's like, then you wonder why they're getting so much pub is because you give them so much pub. True. You give them so much attention. True. But you don't realize that you can take that right from them. And it's just like a microphone turned off.
Well said. And drop it.
And it's dropped. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, people like good gossip.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, whether it's famous gossip, whether it's local gossip, that's people like good gossip.
I don't.
I'm not gonna say that I don't, but when it comes to celebrity, that's out of my